Okay, what I'd like to do now is, first of all, I want to apologize for the 15 minutes of last week's share, but the problems, the stress that 15 minutes caused me, I decided to take the thing from the top and bang my head against the wall, even though I thought it was Echem Ochoikim Imeni. And on Shabbos, I thought I had it, but I really had half of it. And Sunday, Monday, it basically panned out. So I'm going to try now to answer all the questions, okay? And may have to discard old approaches, but I want to put all the things that we have in the Rambam together to be able to deal with how you decide what isn't called Kabbonis, what is a separate mitzvah, you know, this big thing that he's making now, okay? Now, the first and most important point, and there are three points you have to make, okay? The three observations, and then we're going to say, okay? The Rambam talks about all the four teras, okay? Correct? Teres Chatos, Teres Oilo, Teres Oilo, Teres Chatos, Teres Oshem, and Teres Shlomim. Okay, then he introduces that there are four mitzvahs that apply to all korbanos, correct? Which is the mitzvah Mechus Zman, Tomim, Melicha, and Achilas Kotchim, okay? Then he introduces Teres HaMenoches, okay? So I personally, just first observation, would find it very strange that the Rambam should talk about Kol HaKorbanos before he introduces the Korbanos which he wants to talk about, okay? So the rule of thumb is that Kol HaKorbanos is Teres Achatos, Teres Oilo, Teres Oshem, and Teres Shlomim.
And Ophos?
This, what?
Ophos.
It could be Ophos also. What he talks about here has nothing to do with Ophos, but, you know, I would find it difficult that Ophos wouldn't be included. But it's a little bit odd he doesn't talk about Ophos at all, because he doesn't talk about Malik, you understand. So in Mishneh Torah, it's pretty clear that Chatas Ophos and Oilus Ophos between Teres Achatos and Teres Oilo, the way he puts it in Perek Vav and Perek Zayin. That's pretty clear, okay? That's pretty clear, okay? The next issue which we have to deal with, you have to point out very clearly, open up Mitzvah Samach and open up Mitzvah Samach Vav, okay? In Mitzvah Samuch, as opposed to the Tfus, the Rambam makes a very clear statement about what Mechusa Zman is all about. And this, he starts the three Korbanos, he starts in Mechusa Zman, you see the three mitzvahs which are Noig, Mechusa Zman, then he goes to Tomim and Malich, I'm not sure which order, one of the two, whatever. Tomim and then Malicha. But he says in the mitzvah of Mechus Zman, the mitzvah say, he says the following. He says, U'mitzvah zu tichlo kol ha-korbanos. Korban yochid v'korban sibo im kol shinuye sugehem. This is not in, for somebody left out a line or something like that, okay? Okay? Now, if he's mentioning this, the important point that the reason why Mechus Zman is a mitzvah, which is in Minyan HaMitzvahs, is because it's noig in these four korbanos, okay? It's not because maybe it's not Shaykh Mincha or whatever, that's not the issue. It's knowing in these four Korbanos. That's the clear point, okay? And this is what's called Korbanos, okay? See, even though he says in Samuch, he says Korban Behemoth, And in Samach Beis, Samach Aleph and Samach Beis, he says Korbanos. It could be it's true that it's all Korbanos, but it's not. I would not necessarily say that it's sine qua non. It's just a coincidence, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it is Noyeg and all of that. That's not the important thing. And I don't believe that in Samach Aleph that he's introducing that Tomei might apply to Slotis or something like that. It's not clear to me that that's an argument at all to make it into a mitzvah which is Noeg and all the Korbanos, okay? Because he clearly says that all Korbanos before, it's enough in Mechus Zman to have all these four, correct? Okay. Then also, you have to keep.
You're distinguishing between Samach and Samach Aleph.
No, I'm saying it could be that in Samach Aleph and Samach Beis, okay, they might be noyig in a broader category in the dollar colors. Might be noyig in a mincha, okay, and Malicha certainly noyig in mincha. We'll talk about it, okay, but that's irrelevant to the issue of why it's a mitzvah. Because the Ram clearly in Samach says the fact that it's noeg in all the four Korbanos is enough. Then the Rambam in Samach Vav, okay, before Samach Zayin is the Teres HaMincha. Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet, Samach Hei, and Samach Vav is the Teres HaOila, Teres HaChatos, and Teres HaOshem, and Teres HaShlomim. At the end of this discussion, in Teres HaShlomim, he has again a discussion of all the four. So all the four are clearly limited to these four and nothing to do with Mincha. So I would assume, okay, you have lightning cycle tries, the three diukim, okay? Diuk number one is the whole Seder. Is the Seder of the Shoyosh, right? That Malicha and Mechus Zman is mentioned before Mincha, right? So that is, in itself, to me, a reasonable case that it can stand on its own 2 feet, okay? Then, L'chay, what he's doing is he's contrasting. He starts off, that's the organization over here. He's contrasting. You have three mitzvahs, which are Noyim Kol HaKorbanos, and they're separate mitzvahs. However, when you talk about the conglomerate, they're four conglomerates. And what makes it into all the Korbanos? He clearly says the rule in Samach. And he clearly says again in Samach, in Samach Vav, what are all the Korbanos? He says it in Samach Vav at the end, and he also says it in Samach. Okay? Is that pretty clear enough? Right?
Rabbi Smith Dyke that I'll call Shini Sugeham in Samach.
Call Shini Sugeham.
It's the same as Sugim Arba Shisugim Alalu in Samach Vav. It's the same Arabic word also.
Yeah, I would assume so. I would assume so. Call Shinuayim, that's what he's doing. L'chay, it's the same thing. And L'chay, it's what he's talking about over here also. Okay? So I think that's pretty strong, okay? Correct? I don't think you're going to break me. You're going to break me over here because I would find it difficult to make a statement different than this after three things, you know, okay? Correct? Each one by, you see, the first one by itself is enough also to me, because where he's stating his rule, okay? Where he's stating the rule, see, he doesn't state the rule in Samach and in Samach Vav. The rule is mentioned in Sherish Yudbeis. Where he states the rule before he mentioned Teres HaMincha. Right? So if he's stating a rule before you mention Teres HaMincha, it means it doesn't necessarily require Teres HaMincha. Is that fair? Okay. So that, I think we're okay with that. That is Pasha number one. That's very clear. Okay? You see, if you start the opposite, which I started before, which is a mistake, where do all these Korbanos apply? And then let's decide from there what all Korbanos, that could logically be an approach. Okay? But there's nothing to support it except circumstantial evidence. Here, the text and the, you know, it supports it on three different ways, correct? That's strong, correct? Okay. Now, that's point number one. Okay. Now, we can ask the following question, okay? The Rambam, I just want to present the whole thing and the whole package deal again from the beginning. And you probably have to throw out, or you can decide whether you want them as alternate explanation. I think you might have to just throw out everything. Okay? Ask the following question. Isn't Shechita Noyeg in all the four Korbanos? Okay? All these four Sugeim. Okay. So, you know, what I said about that this one's in suffering, I would have said that that's not about the Etz Mitzvah, that's a Tznai. It doesn't make the Shechita different Shechita. It's very difficult to say that, what I said. And, you know, if you think it's true, okay, but I'm not convinced about it, okay? And the Rambam might have even been troubled by this, because he makes a clear point to say that in Chatos and Oilo, the Shechita is part of the Teres Chatos and Teres Oilo, correct? Okay. So I would say the following, okay? If the Torah, you see, what do you want to do over here? How are you going to make it into one mitzvah? You're going to say that a shechita by chatos, because there's no tzivui about all the korbanos, okay? You have a separate sivui by chatos, and a separate sivui by oila, and a separate sivui by asham, and a separate sivui by shlomim. Okay, so the question: how are you looking at it? Why does the Torah mention it four times? Because usually, when you have a kefil to talk about chayim o'inyan, why do you do it? In order to talk about chayim o'inyan. But here, you're not doing anything because each one is talking about something else. So do we have any principle that you take four disparate things, which we don't know have anything to do with each other, which can reasonably be assumed that each one is a separate phenomenon, and to look at it as Torahs from each korban which the Torah says it about, then to try to make yesh me'ayin to put from this conglomerate four separate things which don't seem to be necessarily a broad shechita, but the shechita of each of the korbanos. So you say the Teres Achatos and Teres Oilo. That is A-OK, correct? Is there a problem with that?
So, I don't understand why it's not one.
Why should it be one?
But Tommy,
he talked about
Tommy Mitz says by each of the four, it says Tommy.
Yeah, but I don't, but there's a separate mitzvah called Tomim. I'm not sure if there would have been, by Tomim, by all of them, we would have done anything. Because the Rambam, when he quotes the mitzvah, say, he never quotes these Tomims. He never quotes, he only quotes the Tomim. He never quotes.
But then what's his clout? It's got nothing to do with the fact that there are four, there are by other Korbanos. It's got to do with the fact that it's mentioned, let's say, outside.
No, I'm gonna, that's the next point I'm gonna take care of it.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything till this point that I didn't take care of? Your question I'm going to take care of. That's in my notes, that's the next thing, okay? I'm trying to take care of these things one at a time, okay? Because we're going to jump, we're going to get lost, okay? So, okay. So now, okay, next, correct? So what's the next point?
Because it's a separate min korban, that's the reason I say it's
not a separate min korban.
No,
the korban, the shechita was formulated, the Torah is tereach, I'll say it even better. The Torah is tereach, Torah terachas. To mention the shechita in oilo in each of the korbanos separately, okay, that wants to say that it's part of the teras, okay. So had, he's correct, had tumim had not been a separate mitzvah klolis, okay, in the parsha of Balmum, I would have said the same thing by Tomim also. But the Torah didn't do that. Had there been a separate parsha of Shechit, I also would have done the same thing. But there's no separate parsha. There's only disparate mitzvahs, which are each individual korban. So the Rambam says, let's look at them as part of the Torah Sechat, the Torah Sechat, the Torah Sechat. Okay? That's all fair. Okay. Now, I want to get to the other question. So I asked the question at the beginning, not the first year, the second time, not the first time, the second time around, I thought, Ribbono Shel Olam, what do you need all this rule of all the korbanos for? Okay? What do you need this rule for? In Mechus HaZman, it's mentioned a separate parasha. In Talmud, it's mentioned a separate parasha.
Melech also must be not the part of the four.
Yeah, I know, but it's mentioned the parasha Mincha, you understand? But it's
that's
mentioned.
Not part of the four.
But it's mentioned. It's Al-Korban, Korban, Korban, Chadach Melech. It's mentioned in, and you could have said, okay, but it's, right? So you say, Achilles Kotchim is mentioned in Sefer Parsha. What do you need the whole thing for, correct? Okay. I think that's no kasha. I think that was a stupid question, okay? It sounds like, you know, it sounds so convincing that you think that I'm, you know, missed it, right? It sounds very convincing, okay? So now I want to say that it's in the Rambam's frame of reference, this is stupidity, okay? Because the Rambam says that the main thrust of Minyan HaMitzvahs is about Inyone HaTeira. Besides having it tzivu, it's not the way the Rav Zecher Levracha said it from father, that it's only Inyone HaTeira in Aseh, but it's a mitzvah Aseh and a mitzvah Lo Yisaseh, but you decide whether it's two mitzvahs or one mitzvah by the Inyone HaTeira. That was basically the major rule which he formulated at the end of Cherish Yud Aleph, and also in Cherish Tess, and in many other places. Okay. Okay. So I ask myself, if I look at this per se, Mechus HaZman, which applies to all these four korbanos, okay, even though it was a broad tzivui, where I would say this is the teiras of the korbanos, or I would say it's a separate mitzvah. In Inyone HaTeira. So I'm not sure that I would say that it's a separate mitzvah, unless I have a general klal that those things which are noig in all the four korbanos, you don't look at them as part of the teiras, you look at them as a separate mitzvah. And that's where the Rambam's coming from. That's what I would suggest.
Two necessary conditions.
Right. Okay. So that. Okay. I'm doing. I think okay so far.
Can you repeat that, please?
Okay. You see, the rule of thumb, according to the Rambam, the rule of thumb is very simple. The rule of thumb is Inyone HaTeira. So if I ask you this sivui from Tumim, which applies to all the four korbanos, it's part of the Torah Sechatos and Torah Sechatos, and Torah shouldn't count at all. You should look at it as part of the Torah Sechatos. And this mitzvah, which any mitzvah which applies to all the four, whether it applies to three, two, or one, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? But the Rambam says you need a new principle that which applies to all the korbanos, you don't look at it that way. Because the fact in the separate parasha doesn't tell you anything, because we look at the Inyone HaTeira. And the Inyone HaTeira, independent of where it's placed. Okay, therefore the Teres HaMincha, or the Teres HaOila could be in a little bit in Vayikra, a little bit in Tzav, but it's the same Inyan, so it's all one mitzvah. That's Beseda, correct? Okay? So now we're okay. If I not taking care of okay. Now I want to take care of a problem which was also Echem Mechetli. What does the Rambam want? Putting Okay, good. That's then I'm getting further than you expected, I think. What does the Rambam want when he in Peites? See, you see, in let us start with this. In the Shoyrish, he puts together four mitzvahs in the Kol HaKorbanos. Okay, right? He has Mechus Zman and Tomim and Melicha and Achilles Kodshim. Okay, in Minyan HaMitzvos, he does something counterintuitive. Okay, he introduces three of the four to contrast them. He has Samach, Samach Aleph, and Samach Beis. Three of the four is that which is Noeg in all the Korbanos. Then he has the Teres of Oila, Chatos, Asher, and Shlomim. Then he says, you know something? I'm going to put Achilles Kodshim in Peites. All the way. What is going on over here? Okay. So a priori, something is going on. Okay? And I would have assumed, the rule of thumb, even though you can disagree with me, I would have said that the rule of thumb over here, okay, is that the Rambam changes his mind, okay, and felt in Minyan HaMitzvos, it's not necessary to put Achilles Kodshim in the category, okay, of Kol HaKorbanos, and it can still be a mitzvah. And therefore, and it might not be Noeg in Kol HaKorbanos, and therefore he puts it, he tucks it away, the same way he says that by Mincha is a separate mitzvah, even though it only applies to Mincha, Peches, Peites, Achilles HaKorbanos is also a separate mitzvah. Okay. Now, next step, the observation is made. I probably mentioned this problem a few times, but I always thought it was Ech Kamocha Ikimimani. But it's very clear that the Rambam did not do this. This was not an accident of the pen, okay? This was premeditated, okay? The question is, what did he have in mind? What did he want here? Okay? Can I continue? Okay? The answer is, I think, very simple. I think what the Rambam did over here is in the Shroshim, he accepted approach very similar to Rashi, and the Minyan HaMitzvos he denies Rashi, and therefore you have to put it in a separate category. Okay, we have a clear Gemara in Pesachim on Nuntes, which seems to say that there's an assay of Achilles Kodshim. And Rashi over there says like this, Bishal Yemois Hashono Im Hevi Shalmei Nedova Kodem Atomid Vuhu Hoyim Uchusik Yipurim Vim Lo Yovi Kaporoso Lo Yochal Shlomo. Right? He's a Uchusik Yipurim, but he's a Zah. Tichsiv V'ochlu Isam Ashikupo Behem Almo Achilles Kodshim Asehi Bein HaNecholim L'Kohanim Bein HaNecholim L'Yisrael. Basically, the fact that Torah talks about Ashikupo Behem is just a the Torah happened to be talking about it there, but that's not part of the Etzem Mitzvah. The Etzem Mitzvah is V'ochel Oysom, and applies to all Korbanos. Okay? If that's correct, then and the Rambam embraces something like Rashi, then one would have no problem saying V'ochel Oysom Asher Kupo Bohem applies to all Korbanos, all the four Korbanos, V'ochel Oysom Asher Kupo Bohem, not Mincha, right? And it should be a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. Correct? And that's what I assume his opinion in the Shoreshim is. Okay? However, in Asei Pei Tes, he reverses himself. And that's why he puts it in a different place. And the answer is very simple. Because he stresses there, and he quotes the Teres Kohanim, the Kapora is the Chaloshim, and the Viochlo is the Meshekupa Behem. And he stresses that it's Zichre Kuna. So this is not an essay which applies to all Kabbalahs. He talks about Nigres Hacham Mitzvah. Okay. It's difficult for me. You see, let's even start. You see, you always like to start. You see, you don't like when you say forced Torah, because your back is against the wall, it's almost like, you know, it's artificial, okay? Correct? If I would ask you, forgetting about the problem over here, when the Ram introduced a new category of Nigreres Acha Mitzvah, and he goes out of his way to say the Nusach HaMitzvah and quotes the Teres Kohanim of the Ochla Shemakupu Behen, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah Achilles Kohanim Zcholim Achilles Sheish B'Kapor? And there happens to be, you can tag on Achilles Kochim Kalim by the Chozav Shoyk or the Shalmei Teid or whatever it is. And the Truma, okay? And the Truma, okay? But you don't know how that even gets in. That's an amazing thing. Because not Bossa, we don't know, you know. You know, if you want to tell me that Truma is the mitzvah of Ochel Tzimekupah, you know, you're going to have a very hard time doing that. So the Rambam reverses himself, and he starts with the Teres Kohanim, because he's clear to him, this is not in Kol HaKabbalis. Okay? Okay. Now, we have a problem. Correct? Okay, is that so far, you know, the steps, any steps that are taken, you know, as nebulous as it was last week, I apologize, okay, as nebulous as it was last week, but the 15 minutes were the impetus to do this, okay? As nebulous as it was last, this, I think every single point over here is a very clear point, okay? It's a very clear point, okay? Now, however, it's all a very clear point, but you have a problem, okay? So maybe, say, the V'ochleis of Shekupah V'hen should be part of Teres Achatos and Teres Osho. Okay? Correct? So I ask you the following. And this, if I'm correct, this is going to be the finish, okay? This, the question is like this, okay? Okay, now, you're following me. Is there anything I said? You want to break it? I'm ready. Okay, break it. No, I'm not here to try to pull rank over here. You can break it. Adraba, okay? It's Terehivluma Mitzvah. The next step, okay? The next step is like this. I ask you the following question. Kapara of the Korban, is that part of the Teres Achatas, the Maisa Korban? Or you put it under the Teres Hakrov of the Chatos? Not the Teres Hakrov, the Chivis Gavra. You see, the Rambam has, if you recall, we said that was the Chiddush of the Rambam, and we said that the Bahag also happens to agree with it. No, Rambam's not having polemics about the Bahag. The Ramban disagrees with it, okay? The question is, can you have on one hand a mitzvah of Avos HaKorban and the Gavra and have a separate mitzvah of the Chefs of the Korban Chatos and the Chefs of the Korban Oilo and the Chefs, okay? It's Dinim, the Chefs of the Korban, okay? If I would ask you, where would you put Hajin Kapor? You see, if it's a Maisa Chilo, you eat it, that's what happens to the Korban. I understand it could be the Teres Achatos, okay? And especially, okay, I can imagine that. But if I tell you that the Achil is Machapir and the Kohen does it, the Kapora is incumbent upon whom? The Kapora is part of the Teres HaKorban All that Torah is part of the Chavis Gavra who's supposed to bring the Chatos. So I would have told you, and you can pick whichever you want, if I would have been asked to pick, and that's, that I want you to know, that's the key to true Lomdus, at least how I was brought up, okay? That if you would have said this independent of the question, then it's strong. If you only said it's fair kasha, mus mizogar zeh, you know, that's brichsvos, okay? So if I would have asked you, okay, is this part of Teres HaChatos, or this is part of the Chavis HaKov of Chatos? What would you have said?
Second.
It's part of Teres HaKov of Chatos. Then I ask you a different question. The Chavis HaKov is in the Bailim, okay? And if the Kapora is through Achilles Kohanim, you could imagine that should have been a chilek of the mitzvah of the Havah, or would have been a separate mitzvah? See, if it's part of the Teres HaKorban, and that's the Chatos, it's the Chefs is Machaper, and that's what it is. So I understand it could be part of Teres HaChatos, and Achilles Kochin could have been part of it, and therefore the Ram introduces the rule here in the Shroshim, okay? But if you look at it, because the mitzvah is the Achilles of Machaper, and the Zichrikuna Sheba. So I would have told you that it's ridiculous to assume that it's part of the mitzvah of the agava to bring the chatos, okay? So the fact that it counts as a separate mitzvah has nothing to do with our shayish. And that's why it puts it over there in Peites and Sholom Yisrael. And that's why I'm dealing with, and that's why I say that I think I've dealt with all the questions that we had with. If there's any question you had you sent me last week, please tell me I haven't answered. I'll try to deal with it. But I think that we've dealt with everything, okay? And you have to make a decision. If you think it's so strong and this is the way to go, we can just erase everything and say, Kishem Shibalti Kachala Drisha, Kachibalti Schala Prisha Shoma Yisrael. Okay, next? Okay, you okay? You know, Adraba. Okay? Next?
The notes are all fixed up like this?
No, you have to tell me that this note is here, okay? It's here, okay? You'll find it in the thing if you want as footnote 73 at the moment, okay? And you can knock out everything you think should be knocked out or put it in course, okay?
It's a stupid shot.
Okay, good. Beseder. But you understand that, you know, that's what I've been related to at the moment, okay? I think this all, mamish, everything, you know, think about it, because, you know, I'll be very appreciative. If you can break this, then I have to go back to what I said before. If you can't break this, this is it. Because it's very simple, it answers all the kasha, and it fits in all, it, all the information fits. And there's nothing that I said that's counterintuitive. And that's the important thing. Okay, next? Next. So that was this. Okay, now, I think I took care of, even though I did it fast, I don't think I have to go over again, about the Reish HaGeiz and the Maaseh Rishon, the difficult Rambams, but whatever was said with the Chavdal Matnas Kuna, we took care of it last week, okay? So now we go on to the next thing. There are basically two more parts in the Shurish, okay? One is to take care of this part of Menachos and Melicha and Chlitza. And the other is his sequel, okay? His epilogue, okay? Okay. Now, Ubavu. Shenela Mizuseinu Asherish Hazeh Vuloi Hilgishu Boy Klau Vuloi Hisigu Oisai. Okay. See, here is a very interesting thing. He says, He missed the point. And it's clouds. Sometimes in some of the Shoshim, he says that he's not uniform. Okay? Here, he missed the boat completely. Okay? Klal, correct? Boy, I don't know what the difference is. Boy, again, it's okay. And he's not even clear who Zulaseinu is. Whether it's the, we don't know who it is, correct? In this part, this is the Bahak, okay? Achi Giyu Shimnu, Mislifne Atzmon, Yitzikois, Blilois, Psisois, Mlichois, Hagoshois, Tnufois, Ukmitzois, Vaktorois. So Vaktorois by Menochis, okay? Vuloi Yodu, Ki Elu Kulom, Hem Chelke Melechas Amincho. Okay? Vizeh Shanach Nitzavinu Shinakav Mincho, Viakach Bolavaye Bizeh Hashem, Aleze Dova Neufo. Vihi Teres Amincho, Vioma, Shihi Tiye Menasoilis, Oh, min alechem also al teya kach, oi teya kach, kloim amachmas or machesh or mafeitano, okay, good, say that. V'yuvlal, shashemen al shia kach, v'yaso yisei pitim, v'yusim olov hamelech, v'alavoyno, v'yagish, v'yonif, v'yikmot, the melech is before kmitza. I can tell you a few guys that it's not true. Why he did this way and what's he talking about, I have no clue. But I think, you know, I can tell it to you, but I think it's really superfluous, okay? It's very clear that the, because you do the melicha only on the kmitza, not on the part of the mincha, on the shrine, which you're not makrim, correct? Okay? V'yon v'yikot mimenu, v'yaktir al aponim shebi'alnu pirashim v'mkoyim m'sechas menochis. So I assume, you know, here, I don't know if it's my job to go through all the Pirush Mishnayis in Menochos and say exactly where he explains it, but that's what he's referring to. Okay? Correct? I'm not sure if he gained anything by that, because I don't know if anyone's going to really, you know, okay, say that. V'elu kulam helcheke ha-melocha v'aladova osri alatei azeh kuloi yipol shem ha-mincha. Okay? Correct? Now, here we go. First of all, the Baha clearly agrees with Rama's principle that the Chayvus HaKrova and the Teres Achatos are two separate mitzvahs. Okay? At least in some of them. Because you look at this in the mitzvah Kumbaseh, mitzvah Nedorim, Nedorim is for Elus Hashlom. The Kumbaseh is the Chavis Gav for that Krova. Then he has, in the Parshas, Parshas Oilu, Menochus Hashlom. So, Lachayu, that's the Teres. So that's okay. The problem is, you know, with that Yisrael, the Rambam doesn't even talk about over here in the Shurish. That's what the Ramban attacks him about, okay? Because he's not having polemics with the Bahag, because the Bahag agrees about that. The polemics are, once you have this concept of Teres, you can't count the Chalkei HaMitzvah. And that's the issue. And that's what he's attacking him about. And that's what he says, Yitzhak, that's what he goes wild about this, okay? Okay. And again, the Chelke Mitzvahs are the issue of the Teres, not about the Maisakov of the Oil, correct? Not about the Kumbaseh. It's the din of the Teres. And that's what I was always telling you about. That's okay. Now, there's something very odd, okay? So you have to look now how he counts Yitzikas, Blilas, Psisais, Mulichais, okay? So I just want to tell you, okay? It's true. You could take the Rambam to task that he has the order reversed and confused, okay? About Melicha, okay? But he's really copying the Bahag, because the Bahag in his minion has Melicha in this. Now, I just want to read to you just part of it, and then we'll go back. I want to talk about the whole thing. Because the Bahag in his minion and mitzvahs, keep your finger on things, Yitzikos, Blilos, Psisos, Melichos, Tnufos, is that Hagoshes, he has them reversed, okay? Kmitzos, Haktoros. Then he goes to Shechitas, which is not negated to us now. Okay? So it's interesting, hello. You know, the amazing thing is, the Rambam makes his grandstand, okay, about Menachos, okay? He doesn't make, and all the different ones, he starts making a big deal about it, okay? And he mentions that Shechitah thing, when it comes to Shechitahs, he clearly says that it's part of this and part of that, but he doesn't make a grandstand against the Bahag. He doesn't even mention it, because he's only talking about the Mincha, correct? So I would tell you, because even though the Rambam mitzaded, the way I said it, you shouldn't put them all together as one mitzvah of all kabbalists, he can imagine someone doing it, but it's not mistabeh. Okay? So if it's not mistabeh, you can't say, lo egishu beklav, sigoi sachig you. You want to make such a statement, it's only in terms of the ones about the mincha. That's what I would tell you. In other words, my statement about Shechitos, I think I would say like that, okay? But if someone would say differently, you know, he's not, I don't want to use, you know, he's not, you know, it's not the...
He's not missing the boat.
Okay, not missing the boat. Okay, I want to say in a nice, you can't, you know, it's the Bahagavah, you know, you understand what I'm saying? But when you make such a statement about Psisas, these things, this completely, this completely confused. And that's what he says. B'li Gisha boy Klau, B'li Sigoisa. Okay? Because right after Haktoros, the Bahag mentions Melichos, and he seems to almost be copying the Bahag over here. Verbatim, it's just that the Tenufos and Nagoshos are reversed. And even the lack of order, the Melichos is there. The same confusion in the order. And he doesn't say anything about Shechitas. And he only sets up a rule about the four Torah's Korbanos only to say that he's not arguing with anyone. He only say that the other ones that are not in the Torah's Korbanos, he's not having polemics with anyone. He starts the polemics over here. So that's what I would tell you, that in Shechita he could have imagined someone saying not like that. But he disagrees, okay? So there's not a polemics, only Mestaba, and he quotes it like that. But when you come to an issue of something like Melichos and Psisos and Agoshes and Tnufos and there, you know, and you count that, that already is off. And that's Lo Egishu Beklal. Say that. That's fair? Okay. Now, next point. There's something over here which I'm very confused about. Okay? That's good. Okay? There's something here which I'm very confused about. Because you look at Mitzvah Kuf Pei Gimel, not in the Rambam, in the Bahag, Kuf Pei Gimel, in the Aseh. Listen to the way he does it. And the Rambam doesn't take him to task about it. I can't even believe, it's difficult to imagine how serious the Bahag is about this. Listen to what he says. Mitzvahs Kohanim, La'aseis, Mitzvahs Kohanim, see, Mitzvahs Kohanim Lasis would be okay. mitzvahs kohanim lil moid la'asos. Yitzikos, ublilos, upsisos, mulichos, tnufos, hagoshos, kmitzvahs, haktoros, shchitos, umlikos, kabolos, hazois, hashkoas seita, arifas eglo, tayus amitzeret, odom, begodnim, ubatim, lisis kapayim. Mitzvahs Kohanim? Lomod La'asos? Okay. So I would have assumed there's a Vav missing at least. Because see, if he says Lomod La'asos, his job is to sit and learn to know how to do it. And the mitzvah's over. Okay? And I certainly can't believe that the Rambam interprets him like that, because the Hasog over here doesn't reflect that at all. Okay? So I would have said that the Rambam interprets it as, if he has that girsa, Lumo Glasses. Okay? But we still have to ask the question, what's the Lumo? Okay? So it is true, they can make a case that the Lumo is the Raisa. Okay? You can make a case. The Fush Gemara Chul, because the Gemara says in Chavdal Man Aleph, Kosav Echoroimi ben Chomesh Viesim Shona, Vomaila, Kosav Echoroimi ben Shleshim Shem, E. F. Shaloima Shleshim, Shikvan Nema Chofhei, V. F. Shaloima Chofhei, Shikvan Nema Shleshim, okay, it's a Chofhei Lumoy, Ushleshim Lavoida. Okay. Okay. So, Rabbeisai, the best this is, I could imagine, is that it's a Hechshef Avoida. And you have to go back to Sher's Yud, okay? And to say this is more than a drasha, not mefurish b'teira, you know, what are you going to do with Sher's Beis? And kilu is a mitzvah, balumoy, the ches. I don't get it 100% what the big deal is over here. But that's not my issue now, because that's part of the Sher's. I certainly should point it out, inshallah ma'isa, okay? Next point, okay? Now, there's something very odd going on over here. Now, I want to show you something, and, you know, I was confused about it, maybe I'm not confused about it now. The Rambam mentions Malichus over here. In fact, the Biskurov, what are you talking about, Malichus L'chal? Okay. Okay. Is you already mentioned Malichus as part of the mitzvah of Malicha? Okay. Correct. So I'm not sure how bad this is, okay? Because the first thing he say, he's quoting the Bahag about Malicha. And he's not really, you know, maybe he's not serious about this. Maybe he can hit Malicha for a whole different issue also. Okay. Maybe you could have said that, he says it's Teres HaMincha. All this is Teres HaMincha, correct? So I'm not sure how bad that is. Because you can say, Eve deny my rule about that which is not even called Kabonis. But Lamaisa is, then the Malicha would be part of the Teres HaMincha anyway. And counting it the way he is in the middle of Mincha doesn't make any sense. You know? Biskurov Zichon, okay, I could have said that. And then I could have said that if you open the Torah and you look, it says in the Torah, in Vayikra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chol korban minchoscha b'melech timloch, and the end of the post, I'll call Kabon Chatak of Melch. So I would have said, He'oni Hadal, that there are two things in the post. There's a Sivui by Mincha, okay, by Melch Timloch. And then there's a Sivui of Kobonis. And the Ram quotes the tzivui or korbanos before as a separate mitzvah, and the tzivui by melech, he quotes exactly where it should be, correct? The tzivui by melech by menoches, he quotes over here, and that's also beseder. Okay?
That's Biskara.
No. That's what I would have said. There's no problem over here. Okay? I would say there's no problem. Okay. Comes the Biskara. The Biskara doesn't say that. Okay? And maybe because the Gemara Menachos is going, quotes the Pasuk Melech Timloch to say that Melech applies do me the Melech, do me the Mincha, the whole Sugin, the Chof, and Menachos, that uses it to be mashlim dinim, not as a separate mitzvah say, and maybe conclude that b'melech timloch is not a separate mitzvah say, and that never was the issue, okay? Biskurov says that it's very clear in the Gemara in Menachos, if you look at the Seder in Gemara Menachos, that it's talking about a din in Korban Mincha, the whole discussion of Shmuel and the other issues. So the Gam saw clearly in Gemara Mincha that Melech is a clear din in Mincha, okay? The question, where did he get it from? Okay? So, that's basically, you know, the truth is, you could have said that the Gemara Menachos is mashma, that Bamelech, that it's not, there's no separate asay kilu of Bamelech Timloch, but it's only to mashlim dinim. You might get the impression from Menachos and the Chof. You might get the impression from the Teres Kohanim. And you also, the Ram doesn't quote. The Ram quotes in Yisurim Mizbeach. The more Menachos, Chof from an Aleph. Leitanabe Kro, Voksi, Vachol Kabon, Min Choscha, Vamelech Timloch. It's shown over Kosel Akiv. How who me boy lay lechasanya? Ilu nema korban min b'melech shomei ani afilu eitzim v'dom sheniku korban tam loyma mincha. Ma mincha miyuchede shachirim boyim chayil ala? Of course shachirim boyim chayil ala. So it's not a peculiar din by mincha. Okay? And then you have the Teres Kohanim. And you have the Ram Perek Hei Bisui Mizbeach. Halochi Yir Aleph Mitzah Seilem Loyach. Kol HaKobonis. Kodim Shialu Mizbeach. Shenema HaKol Koboncho Takiv Melech. Ve'en Lecho Dobre Shekol Mizbeach. B'lei Melech Chutz Miyayin Uvin Nesachin Vadom Va'etzim. So the Chayur applies to Mincha also. And he's not quoting anything, so you know. So this is what the Biskarov does. It's just very odd, and I'm very confused. He quotes that the Gemara, as I quoted that here. Where do you know the Ikuv, okay? Biskarov says the reason why it's mentioned over because the din by mincha is a separate aloch, it's ma'akev in the mincha, okay? So the question is, where should you quote it? How do you know it? So I would have wanted it to be from the assay. And then, Mamelech Timloch, you know, oh, gvaldik. But the Rambam Mishneh Torah derives it from the Ashora of Lo Sashes Bris Melech Me'al Menchoscha. So, you know, to make a separate assay, and you have to have a shayla about chelkei mitzvahs, l'chayr you can only have a discussion about chelkei mitzvahs if something you're talking about is an assay. But an ashora, that should make, because we know, right? And you couldn't even make, so maybe you should make two ashoras, so we can't even do that. Because even Noam Avusha, the Torah says one time, no, you say, whatever it is, there's korban, no sashes bris melech, and there's kor, and there's melech. So even if it's two in yonim, you're ready to say that, but one lav and two in yonim is not worse than Noam Avusha. So I just don't get the issue once the Rambam says in Mishneh Torah that the Iku comes from the Lav, what the Rambam wants over here, okay? Because the Biskulov is saying the separate thing from Mishneh, from the Minchas, because of Iku. That's why the Rambam's mentioning it over here. I just don't get what it is. But on the other hand, I'm also very confused what the Lav of all Kabbalahs is, okay? Because you read the Pasuk, Leisaspris Pris Melech, Mi'al Min Chasecha, okay? And that's the Lav of all Kabbalahs. The Ham quotes, you look, hello? I think it's maybe Shinya Beis. You know what he does? I think it's Shinya Beis, if I'm wrong. He says, Leisaspris Pris Melech. And that's the Lav of all Kabbalahs. Is it something like that? Am I wrong? Okay, maybe I'm wrong. No? Sorry. Okay. But that's what it is, okay? Okay? So this is odd, okay? Now next. Now we have this. Okay, now. Ochein, imkein, a mitzvah, he tzivich divorish it, a meleches korban, halechem, or a selish, and a gveno, a seder zeh, kuloi, vidimion, elo advorim, the mitzvah, a mincha, kloem, a yitzikah, va blilis, va psisis, a mincha, va tnufa, va goshe, va kmitz, va ktoro, hu kmoshe om yisala, bechalitza. The same thing. Bechol to nara, va yorku, va farma, va tzvah, va tzvah, va tzvah, va tzvah, va tzvah, כמו מצחליצה אחס, לונים לחליצה וקיקה וקריה, אחרי שהמקובץ מהם היא מלכס החליצה, והיא מצווה אחס. Interesting. It's the מקובץ, not the חולצו נעל, it's the מקובץ. Even though the נעל, everything else is not ליקובה, and the חליצה is ליקובה, but the mitzvah is the whole thing, okay? And you can't say the issue is because there's a shrana, is a raw by, and that's the issue by Mincha, and it's not by Chalitza, because that's not the point that that's a side point in the Sherish, that it becomes all one mitzvah, even though there's a Shran afterwards. But that's not the issue here, because the issue of the Sherish, the Ram starts out, Shalom Limna Chalke Amalach, and Shalom Yisrael. The other issues of how you put it together, that's side benefits of the Sherish, correct? Okay, now. Next, the last point, and okay. V'zeh lo yale elamishik advom b'tchilas ha-machshova v'yosim iyun sichloi bohem k'mo she'omu aleyem ha-sholem agev shitfei omra k'loima b'li histaklus ela b'tchilas ha-iyun. Okay. So, Mitz Hashem, what I'd like to do next week, because not going to be enough time now, just to evaluate what's agev shitfei, and contrast it with the tshuva of the Chavetz Yoyeh, which the Chofetz Chaim quotes in the Chofetz Chaim, and whether the Rambam agrees with the Chofetz Chaim, and whether the Bi'aloch himself might be soys himself in what he says in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, and then in Mitzvah Hashem will start Sherish Shlosh Esrei, Bli Neder. Okay? Hatzlocha Rabba. And a good Shabbos, and a Chag Sameach.